but these only with the ears of faith. Amen. Open your heart to receive what God has tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord for his peace. Aren't you thankful for it? Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Roach, God bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and greet him in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. So good. I was expecting to come back tonight and just be with you in service. And Brother Crosswhite had asked us to come and endeavored to teach or whatever, but I think we just need to let the Lord be Lord. Let him be God. But I appreciate these folks. I love this church, and your blessings, just your prayers have meant so much to us. And I'm thankful for what God is doing. I'm thankful for this man of God, this pastor that has come here to labor and to sacrifice his life for the work of the Lord here in this house. And you can feel and tell the testimony that God is pleased. Amen. I tell you, I feel Jesus in this place. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the word of the Lord just a little bit. I want to go to the book of Psalms, in the 140th chapter, if you would. Psalms 140. I would like to just pick up the last two verses, begin here in verse 12. As David wrote, as the word of the Lord speaks to us, I want you to hear the thoughts of his mind and his spirit, what the word has to say. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. In verse 13, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Please, Pastor.
Thank you for the goodness of your word tonight and your spirit. I want us, God, to receive and to grasp what you have.
Everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I just want to focus for a little while in this 13th verse. The latter part of it, but hear what David said, and it started the verse off with surely. Surely. There's something that speaks from the heart of man, from a child of God, that looks in the lives and situations of life, that has a voice to say, a voice to proclaim, a trust in God. And David puts that in this word, surely. That's coming from not just I want to find something to write, but it's coming from a depth of experience that he's had with God. An experience that's beyond the formality of man. But I tell you, there's something awesome about coming into the presence of God. That lifts that word surely in our walk with God. Amen. For when the enemy comes against us, that word surely is like a stepping stone of grace and mercy and an acknowledging that with God all things are possible.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Surely. That word would tell us without doubt. That word would say without harm. It would say without uncertainty or without loss. Surely. Surely. But in the latter part of that scripture, and here's where I'd like my thought to go. Shall dwell in thy presence. Surely. When we look back through the Word of God and read of the many men and women who God moved in their lives so powerfully, spiritual giants, and especially when you go over and read about David in the 11th chapter, faith, that realizing that all of these people had a time in their lives when they came face to face with the fact there is a God. I don't know, maybe you was born, your mom, and they took you out of the hospital, and the first words wasn't mama. It was, whoo, God is great. But I have a feeling that there was a time in your life when you really didn't know God. God hadn't really proved him. God hadn't really moved or touched in your life mentally to that thought. You faced life, I don't know, maybe as a child, I don't know where your experience was. But I can only relate to mine. I can remember standing beside my mother, you help me here, in a called the Second Baptist Church in Victoria, Texas. 12 years old, and feeling the drawing of God. Feeling something that, hey, I've never felt this before. I've never experienced this before. It was just something that awoke and but the thing about it, it made a mark in my life. Yeah. It brought an awakening to seek after the truth and to seek after a God that I did not know.
Right.
To reach out to find, what is this all about? What is this about in my life? That time when you become conscious of that fact, the presence of God. And when this happens, it marks a reality in your life. The right It writes on the consciousness of your mind. The presence of God for the rest of your life. I don't know what it was like before God filled you with the Holy Ghost. But when God filled you with the Holy Ghost, it stepped you over a line that you could never go back. It put a testimony in your soul and in your heart to make you to know that God is a God and my God. I need to know my God. God filled me with the Holy Ghost, and my wife can testify. My cry when God filled me with the Spirit of the Lord was, it's real. It's real. Oh, my word, it's real. How powerful it is. The presence of God marks us for the rest of our life. We see this in the Psalm of David as he wrote. He talked about deliverance sought. Deliver me, O Lord. And David began to talk about violence, and he talked about evil imaginations and contentiousness and mischief and evil alliances and serpents and adders and malice and those things that were involved in life. But then he came and finished this scripture out when he said, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, we look at this and we see these elders in the Bible. We see these names from out of the past. We see that the names listed in the chapters of faith from the Bible. And we know and we look at this and we think, my, what is it? What is it that gave them the accountants of the fact that it was something real that they could reach out to and begin to address their prayers with a mindfulness of conviction. I'm telling you, it's one thing to just say a prayer, but it's another thing to say a prayer with the conviction that God hears my prayer. Amen. Truly, the presence of God in those people's lives, when you think of Moses and you think of Samuel and you think of down to Elijah, this the name goes on and on and on and on. Became aware of the presence of God. But it's really no secret that the greatest honor God could ever give us, or we could be given, is in believing what God said about himself. By coming boldly to the throne of God, to the throne of his grace, not hidden in a room of self-humility. Jesus said unto them, you are my friends. Speaking to his disciples, speaking to these. If you do whatsoever I command you, and we need to let this mind be in us. Hear the call of God's Spirit. You are my friends. You are my friend. You are what I came for. That presence of God, that reality of the fact there is a God. And hear the voice. When you go to the book of Acts and you go to that second chapter in 38, we all know, we quote it, But when you listen to the words of verse 39, it says, for this promise is unto you. And to not only you, but to your children. And to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I'm telling you, there is a voice of Almighty God that'll speak to your heart and make you to know, I believe God. I believe what He's got to say. I believe what He's able to do. I believe and I trust Him. I can walk with Him. I can come into a church service. I can feel the power of God like we felt here tonight. This ain't just a program. This is not just putting something together. No, sir, when God comes in, there's a power of reality. We serve a living God. My God's real. My God's real. My God's real. There's no turning back. My God's real.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the proof.
This is a praying church. You got a praying pastor and his wife. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. Thou shalt dwell in thy presence. Upright shall dwell in thy presence. It is prayer that draws us from the outer court of the flesh into the inner court of the spirit. It is prayer that disrobes this flesh and carries our spirit onto holy ground.
There you go, man.
A place where faith hears the voice of God. And it gives birth to the praise of an almighty God. That's what took place in this house tonight. As God's people gathered together and began to pray, we came from the outer court of the flesh into the inner court of the Spirit of God. And God brought us in. And friend, when that relationship and that passion begins to build a fire in your heart, there's something in the praise that reaches beyond just words. It reaches into a spiritual realm that God said, come on, you're going to dwell in my presence. Come on, I'm here to touch your life. Come on, I'm here to heal you. Come on, I'm here to be your God. Come on, I'm here to be everything. Woo! Hallelujah. David said, I see a world of sin, but I see a God, and I know a God, and I shall dwell in His presence. Hallelujah. That drawing is into the inner court. That's where the anointing of the Holy Ghost takes over. And it's a voice that speaks to us from another world. Oh, yeah. And it speaks to the souls of mankind. You never know what your prayer is doing to the lives of those about you. Maybe it's a mother, maybe it's a dad, maybe it's a husband, maybe it's a wife, maybe it's a child. But the reality of the fact is, in believing, because that I've dwelt in the presence of a real God, that believing is something that makes the mountains move. It's something that fills the valley. It's something that makes the river of God run bright and powerful and alive. It's something that gives life where nothing else can give.
Yes.
Believing. I tell you, there's, if you want to see God move, let faith come afire. You want to see God move, step out of that outer court into that presence of God in that inner court and let faith come in there. Brother, I'm telling you, it's when the fires and the glory of God begins to come down like in this service. Brother, there's revival here. I said there's a revival here. There's a testimony of the power of God here. Oh, yes. Yes. Don't let the devil tell you you can't. Don't let the devil tell you you won't. Don't let... No, sir. I'm telling you, we dwell in the presence of Almighty God. Heaven comes down. I think of Joshua. Was with Moses, followed him. And then it came a time when Moses was to be taken out of the way. Joshua was going to lead the nation of Israel. There was some uncertainty about it. He was really not feeling, he hadn't come out of a Sunday night church or Sunday morning when they were running pews and aisles and the choir had brought him to a height. But he had found a place of prayer and then and in that prayer, in that feeling of his life, you ever felt uncertain about God? Where am I going? Well, what is this all about? I mean, I've got a nation to lead, Lord, and Moses is not here. But God spoke to him. And in these words, he says, "As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee." I'm going to tell you, as God was with the church the day it was born, so is God with that same church today. As God was with the church through the trials and tribulations of life, so is God in the house of God today. I'm telling you, his word is still anchored in the power of truth. It's anchored in the power of righteousness. It's anchored in the glory of his name. There's a God in heaven where faith can move a mountain, where the power of God can touch a life, where God can change you and we ought to give him praise. We ought to let believing and faith come like a fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. We can only begin to think rightly of God when we say and hear the words of God, "I am, I am, I am. Yes, he is. Yes, he is." First, the last.
Jesus.
First and the last, the beginning, the end. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Joshua would never be able to lead the nation until he knew that first. You're not going to lead until you got your mind settled.
Come on.
You've got to learn it first.
Amen.
Whether it be through trial, tribulation, are a powerful manifestation of God, or the preaching of the word of God and revelation comes and so saturates your soul that it puts out every doubt and every fear and surely becomes taking its place in your life and you begin to glorify Him. I just believe I can do it, preacher. I just believe, Pastor, I can touch a soul. I just believe, Pastor, there's a revival. I just believe there's a God. I believe in... Surely, surely, we're not here for naught. This isn't a game. This isn't just a fellowship. This isn't just a get-together. This isn't just another church on the corners of time. This is a place where the Spirit of God dwells.
Hallelujah.
And I could come into His presence. Moses was dead. But the God of Moses wasn't dead. Peter and the apostles are dead. But the God of the first church is the God of this church. And He'll be the God of the last church. For this church belongs. This church belongs to Him. This church is His. God has... Hallelujah. Musicians come. Musician, come if you would. Stand with me. Let me close with this scripture. In the book of 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, Paul writing to the Corinthian church, verse 6. I'm sorry, sound booth, I forgot. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Man, it was dark, but God turned the switch on. I was walking through life in the darkness, but all of a sudden the knowledge that there's a God shined down on me. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's something going on in my life. I tell you, the same God can shine that darkness, that light into the darkness of people in this town, people that God's drawing, people that God's stirring, people that God's going to bring to this church, people that God's going to fill with the Holy Ghost, the power of God, with a revelation. My God is real. My God is real. I feel something in this place. Shine the light out of darkness that shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thou shalt dwell in the presence, in thy presence. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Surely, surely, David was surrounded by the world of darkness. But all he said, I know. Devil, get out of the way. I know the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted. We think, oh, where is God? I feel like I'm being beat up. No, sir. God's right there. And He said, the right of the poor. Yea, blessed are they that are poor in spirit, for they shall... Come on, church. I tell you, we got a God. We got a God. We got a God. We've got a God. We've got a God. He's real. Yes, he is. He's still alive. Yes, he is. His glory fills the temple. Yes, it does. His glory is to have revival. Yes, it is. His glory is to see you blessed by the power of his presence because of your love. Darkness, but the righteous shall dwell in thy presence. Why don't we bow our heads? How long has it been since you yourself said to the enemy of affliction, surely without a doubt, without harm, without the uncertainty, without the lost, but surely, surely. We need some banners of surely attached to our hearts when we walk through this world and the enemy says we can't, surely we can. I can't get, oh yes, surely I can. I can't go there, oh yes, surely I can. Hallelujah. I go back to my message, went Sunday night. Oh yes, he can. Oh yes, he can. Oh yes, he can. Let's give him praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Would Zion lift their voice tonight? Hallelujah. Come on, child of the King, would you lift your voice? The Lord God is our keeper. He is our strength. He is our salvation. Hallelujah. Come on, he's our dwelling. Hallelujah. Thank you for victory tonight, Jesus. Thank you for confirmation. Hallelujah. Thank you for confirmation, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
His love for me is like pure gold.
Thank you for victory tonight, God.
God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul.
My God is real.
My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole.
Can you testify tonight of that? My God is real.
My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. My God is real.
He's real in my soul. Is real.
For I can feel
him in my soul. Sing it tonight. My God is real.
He's
real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real. For I can feel him in my soul. Would you give the Lord that applause tonight? Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. I would tonight that the redeemed of the Lord tonight would just say so.
Hallelujah!
I would that the redeemed of the Lord would just celebrate the goodness and the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, would you just celebrate? Come on, you're on the winning side. You're not a loser. I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So good to feel the presence of the Lord in this service tonight from the very beginning. We worshiped. We've had a beautiful move of God this evening. And we're so thankful, amen, for the goodness of our Savior tonight. Thank you, Brother Roach, amen, for ministering to our hearts and souls tonight. Amen. Oh, we're so blessed. Amen. Brother Ashton, take this microphone over there. Amen. Pastor Spencer, amen. Oh, we love and appreciate you, man, always. Amen. You know when to drop in, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, if you listen to 860 AM at about 12:30 on Sunday, there is a Jesus name preacher, amen, that is preaching the truth. That's him. Amen. Testify to us.
Thank you, Pastor Crosswhite. Please excuse my voice. I was in revival last week, but we greet each of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God that there is one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who's above all and in all, and his name is Jesus. And I'm so glad that I was baptized in that name by immersion in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins, and receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence, yes, of speaking of the unseen.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. With the evidence of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance. And thank God for this holy way. Thank God for the word. Thank God for your friendship and the love of the saints here. I call Sister Spencer. Please forgive my dress. I call Sister Spencer. And I passed by and y'all were here. And I said, I'm going fellowship with Pastor Crosswhite and Apostolic Lighthouse Pentecostal Church. I love you all. Please pray for us that we continue in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Riley back here. Before Brother Riley testify, let me just say this. Brother Roach and Sister Roach, for years when you walked into Sears in Lufkin at the mall, there was a man back there that would greet you and greet you in Jesus' name. That's him. All those years. Amen. He pastors right here in Nacogdoches. Amen. We're so thankful, Brother Spencer. My. And I thank God for the message that I hear. Amen. Every Sunday when I turn that radio on 860 AM. And I've been to his church. Amen. We've been to services there and felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're honored, brother. Praise God. We're going to win Nacogdoches together. Amen. Brother Riley, praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm thankful to be here tonight. You know, it just feels good to come into church and give the devil a black eye. You know what? I just believe that God's going to do something at Apostolic Lighthouse like we ain't ever seen. I think the devil's about to have a bad month because Apostolic Lighthouse is going to see the greatest soul-winning revival. Hey, I believe there's going to be lost loved ones coming home. I believe there's going to be some children that's been praying for their parents to come back. I believe there's some grandparents in here that's been praying for their grandbabies. Hey, it's about time the church got a fire. The Holy Ghost, one God, tongue talking, aisle running, fire. Something that every service we came in here with a desire and a passion to see lost souls won. You know, Brother Crosswhite, I told Brother Crosswhite before, I haven't heard anyone else say this until he told me, but when I was coming to church tonight, I just felt the Lord impress me, and he said, tell Brother Crosswhite that there's going to be people that drive by this church that are going to feel the presence of God, and it's going to draw them in here. Hey, I'm not just trying to hype anybody up, but I believe the Lord is going to send souls to this church like you've never seen before. We're going to see the greatest revival. It's not time to turn back, but it's time to keep on keeping on. It's time to press.
God is ready. Are you? I said, God is ready. Are you? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's exciting today. The blessings of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. How God confirms his word with signs and with wonders. Praise God. We're ready. You know, I think Monday's the eclipse. Am I right? They're looking for darkness, but I pray that the month of April, instead of an eclipse where there's darkness, that God would turn the light on for people. How about that? The great, great light-bearing power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In hearts and minds. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for this service. God, Lord, the encouragement and, Lord, the lift of our faith. We give you praise tonight for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Remember, those of you that are going to Hillister this weekend for outreach for Brother Petrie. Amen. Remember that. Get with Brother Pirtle with that and all the different schedule and all that is posted. God bless you. Let's go to heaven. How?